We're going to talk a little Jimmy football right now.
Why not?
Brian Mistro joins us. Because, Coach, this time last year, you were just getting the job.
Yeah. So what is it today? It's the
15th.
So, yeah, I'm 15 days away from my year, I think.
Yeah. So last year, a little bit different than the situation you guys are in now. You get a full off season. What have the last couple of months been like for the Jimmy football coaches?
Well, my wife's getting mad because I am just on the horn all the time. and really what it boils into is we talked to our staff, and what did we need to do to make our football team better. And to be honest with you, you need to recruit. And anybody can draw up schemes and X's and O's. But it really, and everybody's heard it, it's the Jimmys and the Joes, man. And so we got to make sure we're building relationships with these guys. And I have a system, and I think our staff really kind of liked what we started to do. And, you know, we want to meet these guys face-to-face if we can. We want to make sure we're talking to them. We're talking to their parents. We're talking to their coach. And it's a process where, you know, it's not a phone call, hey, you're a good football player. Hey, here's a scholarship. Like, we don't believe in that. So for anybody that's following us, like, it seems like, hey, we're offering a ton of guys. Well, yeah, because since May of last year, we've been talking to a lot of people. And when you start building those relationships, you'd like to think that those relationships turn into visits, those visits turn into commits, and those commits turn into really good players. So it's math, man. The more kids that you have interested, the more players you get.
Well, and you guys have, I know, had some visit days already this month. You've got a few more planned in the coming weeks. What are these going to look like?
You know, it's fun because when you think of a college visit and the student athlete in high school is busy, especially when you're recruiting 2-3-sport guys, you know, they're busy. Well, I wanted to have our visits on Sunday and Monday and not just try to get them on their weekends that they're off on Friday and Saturday. And part of that goes into when you come to campus here, I want them to see campus life when it's thriving, when guys and gals are walking to class, professors are in their office, and there's 150 people in the cafeteria, you know, at any point in time throughout the day. So for me, it's really fun for those guys to come on a visit, see those things, get to meet us. But it's not just football. You know, Sunday we do a Sunday night, they get here, we talk some football stuff, we have Coach Ryder give a strength presentation, and then, you know, we have a player panel that sits in front of the parents and the kids, and we're out of there, and they can ask any question that they want, and then we say, peace out, man, you're with the hosts. And so our players take care of the guys, they have them in the dorms, and they get a real taste of what living in a college dorm's like, and then we start the day on Monday, and it's nothing to do with football. They meet one-on-one with me, and we talk about future things, and we talk about stuff like that, but their admissions, their campus tour, they're meeting with an academic person, they're meeting with somebody else to get a Jamestown perspective, and man, it's fun. I think it's great.
Well, we've heard all the way you talk about the University of Jamestown, and I'd have to imagine that these visits are kind of tailored a little bit towards what your vision of the University of Jamestown has been.
100%. And what I've gathered from even the first couple of visits that we've had is I've had a couple parents go like, wow, you really like this place, huh? Like, yeah, I do. And it's something that for me, I want them to understand that if you send your son here, like, I want him to have the student experience that he wants to have, because if it's anything close to mine, he's going to love it. And it's, you know, I laugh when I tell the parents this. I go, my goal, yes, we want to win football games, but I want to make sure we take care of your kid. We want to make sure that he graduates and gets a great job and you know, potentially meets his future wife here, whatever. And then in 20 years, I want to call him and ask him for a donation because he loved his time. And you know, they get a chuckle out of that, but it's like, no, that's true. And so for my big thing with our visits, and our staff does such a great job with getting guys here and making sure that everything runs seamless when they do get here, so it looks like we know what we're doing, right? And it's been awesome. And we got a big one coming up. We got about, you know, 20 and 25 guys. We have our Wilson Scholarship Day coming up next Monday, and we got a group of guys that are up here for that, which is great. And I don't know, I'm pretty jacked up about it, I can tell you that.
Well, you and I have talked a little bit off the air in our chats about building the roster and where to go from, you know, what guys you're looking at in terms of on the field. I know you've mentioned a lot about what you're looking for off the field. What kind of guys are you looking for right now on the field? Or is it just more of a let's build this thing from the ground up, kind of from scratch right
now? You
know,
we're a lot of the words that I've been using with our staff is, you know, we want length and hustle. You know, we want guys that are longer dudes, and whether they're not, you know, I'm not going to recruit it. I'm not going to only say, hey, if he's not 6'2", we ain't recruiting him. Like, that's not going to happen. Like, I wasn't 6'2". But when you're starting to look.
You're still not.
Yeah, I know. My wife reminds me, like, hey, you're not as big as you think you are. But as far as the recruiting process goes in that sense, when we evaluate, we're going to, if you're a good football player, we're gonna evaluate you and recruit you. But when you start looking at the higher scholarships and things like that, like, we're looking for guys that are long and lanky, that can play multiple positions potentially, and tough dudes. And sometimes you get lost in the highlight film. And what our staff really starts to do is, okay, if this is your highlight, we'll go back a page. We'll click on a random teammate of yours, see his highlight, and see what you're doing when it's not your highlight. And, you know, instead of sitting there watching hours and hours and hours and hours of game film, you know, you can really get a snippet of what somebody's like when it's not their highlight. And the guys that we're bringing in, I think, are pretty good people. And when they run to the football, they have some attitude to them. They want to make sure that people are getting hurt when they're getting tackled, and when they're running the ball, that they're inflicting pain. And those are some of the things that you look at, whether it's a 10-yard run or a touchdown run. Like, that kid's kicking that kid's butt. This is good. And so I like that.
Well, you've tried to open up the Jamestown to Jamestown pipeline, and it sounds like the water is gushing through right now.
Yeah, we're really wanting to make sure that we build this inside out. And Coach Nelson does such a great job at Jamestown with the development of his kids that if there's a young man from Jamestown High School that wants to continue to play football here, he's mine. I want him. And now you're not going to get every kid, and I get that. And for me, you know, getting Jeremy was a big deal, and not because just of the type of player he is, but the type of guy that he is and the family that he comes from, and it's, you know, it's in his blood, so that helps too. And then, you know, we're bringing back, I don't know, I can't talk about if they're not deposited yet, I think, is kind of the rule, but we're bringing back, you know, a guy that left last year that has some ties to here, and then, you know, there's another young man that has got a verbal commitment to us that we want to make sure that we're taking care of, and then I had three other guys on visits from Jamestown. So I'm hoping to get anywhere between 5 and 6 Blue Jays, and then I'm going to be honest with you, I've looked at the schedule or at the roster for next year, and Coach Nelly's been helping me out with that. I mean, there's anywhere from 8 to 10 to even 11 guys that I think can come here and develop and play football for us next year.
Nice.
So let's build it around this. And people don't know this sometimes, and if I take too much time, you're cutting me off. But I'll tell you what, when I came here and we were a really good football team, it was built around Blue Jays. And it was something that, you know, I look back at Danny White and Bryce Peterson and Casey Conway and those type of guys that came here and were studs, just straight up dudes, and set the example for other guys. And it was really fun to be a part of.
Well, Coach, I could talk football all day.
I know,
we do
man.
Have a second half coming up here.
And it's going to be fun, too.
Thanks for coming by.
Yep.
That is Brian Mistro, head coach of the Jimmy football team. His guys getting ready for some big recruiting visits these next couple of weeks.